Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Oracle's Read. You've got your Omi Inka live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you by saying Habari Gani. I'd like to welcome our new teachers to the room, and we invite our new teachers into the room. If you've never been in our room before, this is a special topic, a special report, a press release going out to the teachers. We have been victorious, 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 victorious. That's right. That was the last chant song that I sang before we went off on a mission. And I'm calling in all the teachers because we are on the front line now and we are in open form. So for those news reporters who would like to cover our information, why don't you drop by our room and we will give you something to report. Right now we are in the midst of working with a couple of news reporters to bring out this breaking news. I have been in contact with the Chicagoland area to talk to some of our great assemblies of organizations who are working with those pro se petitioners out there. And there has been some breaking news in Chicago that they no longer will allow individuals to advocate on behalf of pro se candidates, that they will have to advocate on their own, which leaves them at a deficit where they cannot bring in a warm body to advocate on their behalf. That is a disadvantage. Now, this is not the truth for all states. I do know that that information was related to me by constituent. There was a noteworthy information where Chicago will no longer let, or in the Illinois will no longer let advocates advocate on behalf of pro se candidates. Now, I'm in the state of Indiana, so laws are different. I'm not certain what the laws are here in Indiana and whether or not they change, but I do have some breaking news to give you. Now, you know, we have been talking about detailed information about our consumer rights and what are we looking for in our documents for things that are inconsistent. And one of the things I told you about, which we'll talk about in a minute, first of all, I want to let you know we do have a guest that was scheduled to come on this evening, Mrs. Michelle Brown. She is a real estate specialist. Last time we met, we had a little difficulty where her voice appeared on the show, but I could not bring up my voice on there because of conflicting technology. And hopefully she will try to call in this evening. If not, we'll get her on tomorrow. She has a wealth of information to share with us. She has a long history of working as a real estate specialist as well as a teacher when she moonlighted in working in the area of real estate and working as somewhat as an underwriter in those areas. And we do rely on her expertise. She is our in-house resident when we want to refer to real estate. I am not an attorney, for the record, and neither am I a member of the bar, and I'm not a financial analyst, or I'm not a financial person who actually knows anything about the finance, and I am not a realtor. So we do reach out to our experts in that area. What I'm going to do today is lay a foundation for you. As you know, I work with Tanya, who came in a couple of, I think it must have been about 6 months ago, and she gave us a three-part version. You can go out on demand and listen to the segment that we did on housing. It was a three-day segment, and there's a wealth of information out there. We've been trying to get Tanya back in. She's out in California working on the front line and going in and out of court against Wells Fargo. Now, as you know, that there were 16 big banks, and she was really facing the fight with the banks where she had been thrown in jail and had done a number of things to agitate the system so that she can bring about change. Now, I want to say this much. I just got off of a show. I'm kind of wound up. I've been on another show, on an EFI show, where we were talking to young people trying to introduce them to Yoruba, the teaching of Ifa. I had suggested we do something to introduce and to draw our young people for fear that we might die with this gift locked inside of us rather than passing the baton on to them. And I know that there are some elders out there that are making a great effort to extend this opportunity, and I want to thank Ife Ofe for inviting me on the show. There was a great attendance, I understand, and we're hoping that more young people will be interested in their African heritage religion. Now, I am not a religious person, and as you know, I don't go flinging my hat around about my religion. I am a spiritualist. I'm an African spiritualist practitioner. I aspire to anything that will give me a connection to the higher force. If I have to chant in Buddhism, I'll chant in Buddhism. If I have to use Islam to call on the Maker, I'll call on them through Islam. I am not particular about any of these regurgitated religions that someone has given us. None of them have any value other than the value you place on it. Your real job is spirituality and having a relationship with your higher self and with your significant other. And you can do that in your home, just as I told you, by setting up your altar. And in a minute, we're going to do the victory dance and set our altar up. There was a victory for me, and I want to talk about it and share it with you because I believe that I'm a powerful prayer. And when I send the energies out, they do not return unto me void when the energies of the forces line up with what the Word of God says it is. And it will not return unto you void as long as you realize you are not alone in this thing. You must connect with the forces to be. And I'm going to give you that victory release and also let you know about a press release that's going out. Those of you who are local here in Indiana, I want you to know that there's a great fight going on right here in Indiana. There's a person on the line holding the line down, but they're more with us than against us because the ancestors are already at the courthouse, already surrounding. When I got there, the courtroom was filled, and they weren't waiting to hear their cases. They were sitting in the audience smiling at me. Some even escorted me out the door and opened the door for me as if I was Miss Jane Pittman leaving out, going to the Underground Railroad. I was more pleased than anything because I thought I would be there long, but many showed up and they heard the testimony that I had to give, and they were quite pleased that I stood there in awe of working against the plaintiff's legal lawyer when I was just a mere pro se candidate. However, God will work miracles for those who believe in him and who believe they can command the forces of the universe. Yes, you can, ladies and gentlemen. You can command the forces of the universe to line up with what it says it is, because the mutilated book said that you can command God to do what it is he says he's going to do and remind him of his promises to you. And I began to start in advance, a week in advance, and I went into spiritual warfare, into spiritual battle. Yes, I put on my grip, I put on my paraphernalia, and I had to lock down everything that could be shaken, because everything was shaken up here in my house when I did the prayers. And I went through the motions spiritually of breaking my enemy down. And in the spirit realm, I confess that what you do in the spirit will manifest itself in the natural. You cut one time and you measure twice. So that when you do whatever it is you're trying to accomplish in the spirit, it will automatically be done in the natural. Walk out your transgression that you want to achieve in the spirit realm. And when you get up and come from that emerging water where you emerge underwater where the spirit realm is, know that it's finished in the natural. So the warfares that we fight are not carnal, you say, Omi. No, they aren't. Not even through the pulling down of the strongholds. But when you go in the spirit, know that your victory is near. And it will come to pass. So we've got some victories. Now, we are going to be putting out a press release for here in the area. The crusade will be able to report on that locally here in our humble state to let them know what is transpiring here. What is transpiring is short of a felony. They have been some mortgage companies who have sought to seek the level of fraudulent activity. As far as I know, when you decide to go and have someone's signature securitized. Securitizing a signature means that you are guaranteeing that that mortgage will be paid off. As a matter of fact, it is paid off. So where is the bill coming from? Where is the note coming from? We'll answer that in a second. However, what you also need to know is that that instrument must be in the presence of that owner at all times for it to be legal for for you to do anything against that mortgage. At all times, there must not be any break in continuity. You can do a forensic investigation to see if there was any breaks in the continuity of where those documents were. And if you swear to the court that those documents was in your possession at all times, and they weren't, you are committing a fraud before the court of the land. This is what you need to know, ladies and gentlemen. You need to challenge your mortgage company to where are your documents. And if they have sold your property, they must present to you a bill of sale stating paid in full, because you are the rightful owner, even though they put it in foreclosure. Now, you do, of course, sign a document at closing saying you give them the right to foreclose on you in the event you miss a payment. Now, here's the real thing that you need to know. A contract is only a contract when you have a meeting of the mind and you're clear about what it is you're signing. It cannot be vague, and that contextualized information must be explained to you by virtue of a flag, flagging it, saying that here is some complications that we experience and we're going to experience, so let's take our time, go over it, make sure that you understand it, revisit it, and talk about it and have discussion. If that is not done, then it is considered as vague, and it could possibly be misconstrued as being hidden from your sight while you give away your right and your 4th and 15th Amendment of due process is broken, because you don't have the right to bring a claim because it was too vague of information that was not flagged and set aside for further discussion. It appears to be someone practicing and predicating a fraud, getting you to sign a document that they know you don't clearly understand. So it's vital that you should take out those mortgages and go before your attorney and ask your attorney to explain that vague information, because if you don't understand it and you haven't had a meeting of the mind, you might not have a contract. Before any mortgage company can transfer your mortgage into a foreclosure sale, he must have in hand the deed, the title, and the note. And not just a copy of your signature, but the wet signature that you signed, the authentic signature. And he doesn't oftentimes hold it. It's held by another agency. So it wouldn't be in his possession or her possession at all times. So then what are you saying, Omi? Are you saying that these folks regurgitated to the judge that I have these documents and I hold these documents when in fact they never did? You figure. Figure it out. And if they didn't hold them, and if that debt was paid off already by virtue of the signature that you gave when they decided to have it guaranteed, then why are they collecting more money on a piece of property that's been paid off? And then why are they selling it to someone when they don't have the lawful authority to sell it into foreclosure? Then is foreclosure illegal at that point? Have they illegally coerced you into a foreclosure and put your house up for sale when in fact they are not authorized to do so? Therein lies your right to go in to the Consumer Rights Protection, the Consumer Finance Protection Agency, who has a job to do, and that is to oversee your rights, to make sure that none of your rights have been violated. I can't tell you what your rights are, but you can call the Consumer Finance Protection and ask them to allow you to draw up a claim if you feel that your 4th and 15th Amendment has been violated, your right to happiness, pursuit of happiness, and to property. That's right. You have a right to property, and you must not give up your right I am just a voice in the wind telling you not to give your rights up. I am not an attorney. I cannot even advocate for you in a court of law. You must advocate for yourself under pro se. But the question here today that we've been posing all day long, will you stand up and fight for yourself? Will you stand and deliver? Will you take a chance standing against lawyers and judges in courts who are not there to appease you as a defendant? Will you take that chance? Are you big and bold enough to step in the arena and to fight for causes that you can go and get documentation and prima facie case after prima facie case to prove what it is you're saying? There's case law out there. And you have access to read annotated notes, and you have access to read case law. Go look these cases up and see how many cases of fraud was created under the auspices of foreclosing on illegal procedures. Look up illegal procedures of foreclosures, because there lies the hidden aspect of someone slipping over a foreclosure when, in fact, pretending to sell your property at an auction, knowing that they have not sold it and it goes back to Rio, and then when they get it a pinch, they decide to find somebody that they can transfer the title over. Now, here's another question. If you still own the title and the deed to that, how are they transferring the title over when the title has been clouded? How are they transferring it over if you still own the title to that? The question is, the courts do not want to get involved with the title issue. They say that's for the higher courts, because that is an authentic document that can prove ownership. But my question is, if the courts don't want to get involved with the title issues for ownership, then what recourse do you have? And has your due process been broken? I want you to start thinking, ladies and gentlemen, because you're fighting for your very life. I don't want you to be afraid, because the Most High has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of a sound mind. And I do believe that they are more with you than against you when you go in that courtroom, because they were with me. I called the ancestors out to hold my hand as I walked in that courtroom by myself, and they were there. They showed up. Yes, they showed up. And they were victorious. Yes, they were. Wasn't anything that I did, because I did the work. Now, you got to put the work in, too. You got to put the laboring in the spirit realm, doing your spiritual warfare before you have to go in to the arenas with the lions. Because that's what those barracudas are, lions. And a lot of them will steal, rob, and take away anything that they have to, maybe even documents. Sometimes you want to slip a document across the table and double dare them to take it, because anything that has copy on it, they cannot introduce it in court, because you have the authentic, original piece of documentation. One thing they can't beat on me in is documentation. Because I work with enough of those lawyers to produce the paperwork for them that I learned the paperwork. And ask me how I know these things, I can only tell you that the ancestors have been there to help me to compensate for my inadequacy in the areas of law, but to give me enough knowledge to know what it is I'm trying to bring out. And I'm telling you the same thing. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand that when you're fighting for something that is your birthright, you will learn quickly what it is that you need to find in those annotated notes and those black codes and the natural law. So what I'm saying to you is this, ladies and gentlemen. The teachers have aligned themselves together in California. They've even sat down at banks and sat in and went and took a seat in the jailhouses to fight to prove a point. They have been victorious, and I'm proud of them. Oh, am I proud of Tanya Dennis and the work that she's done. She ought to be hurled out as a monumental woman of the year, which I name her, because of the work she's been doing. Now, you teachers that are out there, I want you to step out front. You can step out front with Omi and lock arms with me and walk in there on Tuesday morning in Hammond, Indiana. I'm calling you out there because I want you to see what God is going to do. It's important for people to be present when God is going to show up on the scene. Yes, he's going to part the very skies to show up because he's in you and me. He doesn't have to come out of no clouds to show up. He shows up in the eyes of you and me. But you got to wake him or her or it up inside of you. You got to bring it up out of that water and wake it up. We've been talking about being gods all year. Now it's time to perform like gods. Don't let the other plaintiff's lawyer intimidate you by calling you out in the hallway, wanting to chastise you like you are there representing you. You look them in the eye and said, who are you? And you tell them that you are your representative. You and God cohabitate together on one accord. And watch how they look at you. They know you a natural God. They back off real quick because they know they're not dealing with no amateur. And when you know you're a professional, walk out in confidence, not pride, but in confidence, knowing that God won't let you down, knowing that God wants to show up and show out. He wants to make a show of them openly, and he will use you as a dare to bring out the best in those people who wanted to demonstrate the worst. How is it that someone can sleep easy at night knowing that they've taken your property and knowing that they're just stockpiling and they have a home to stay in, but they've taken your property just to put in their portfolio? All these signs you see around here that says, we buy homes, we buy homes. What do you think they're doing them with it? Selling them in bulks, paying pennies on a dollar. Your home going up where you may have paid $150, it's going for $45,000. You've just given your property away. I want you to wake up, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I want you to wake up and be astute today. This is a news report coming at you, and it's coming right out of Oracle Reads, and this is firsthand information. I was there. I was there at the courthouse. Yes, I have a right to bring back to you teachers a report because we work on one accord. But those of you who couldn't go, get your clothes ready and come on out on Tuesday morning or afternoon at 12. Come on out and support a sister. And come on out and support someone that, because it might help you and your mama and your sister's brother and your granddaddy's and your grandmother's mother who is still going through the same type of deal. These cases are not short. Sometimes they are 2 and 5 and 3 years and 6 years long. That means it builds endurance. But let's talk about the technicality of what we're looking at. What you're looking at is a document of your mortgage, which you must be familiar with. It will help you to write your case. Take it out. Take a look at it. Look at all the things that have been done wrong. And those are the things that you want to regurgitate in writing. Now, if you know you have some problems in that documentation, number one, declaratory. Some things must be heard by a jury of your own peers to make a decision whether or not there is a discrepancy over who's right or who's wrong. Did somebody truly falsify information and claim that they had the material possession of that document at all times? Did they fool the court? And is the court embedding a criminal? Because knowingly, this person has committed a fraud. Now, please, people, understand that I am not saying because you missed the payment that you're not wrong. I'm saying that your consumer rights were violated. You must call the Consumer Rights Protection Department. They will tell you what your rights are. They will investigate your claim. They will work hard to overturn what has gone wrong or what somebody did to violate you. I am no authority on that area, but they are. Then you also have a right to represent yourself when you cannot find a lawyer who's been privy over all the cases and who refuses to take your case. Then you must fight as pro se for your case. Now, I said that I got a victory because somebody wanted to see some things happen that had no authority. So God saw fit to move that venue and move it out of one court altogether and into another. And he gave me favor with that judge to the point where he, too, inquiring minds want to know what is going on and have my rights been violated. And is someone covering it up so that it won't get heard because I haven't had my due process? And then they come out and say you've had every chance to present yourself when, in fact, they've stricken everything from the records so that the records have never been opened. So therein lies them violating my due process to a right to have a claim, a counterclaim to bring to a court to look at based on the merits of the case. But when you strike a document and do not allow it to be opened, you are giving them the upper hand and refusing to look at the document for fear of what you might see. Those things cannot be tolerated. They must be moved out of venue into another court's arena in order for you to get a fair chance. Now, we are having a problem all over the land with injustice in these courtroom arenas. Some of these judges are going to have to realize you have got to be fair. No matter what you're doing, a law can only be a law when you execute the law in its right form, where it is privy to all people to help any person, so that if the law states one thing, the law cannot be bent and fraudulently undermined to serve another person. The law is natural. And anything that comes up out of the Bible, we as black people should be familiar with it. Most of the law was written in a natural form, which comes out of the King James language. So why are you so afraid to defend yourself with that Bible? You say it's your everything. Oh, the Lord is my everything. Then use it in court. Bring it to court with you to defend yourself. And realize that that book is a natural book that is a natural law. And the laws of the universe don't lie. Inertia doesn't lie. The laws of attraction don't lie. All those things are good in preparing your cases. We are in a war right now, a battle. And when someone wants to put you out of your house and have you exiled from your own United States, then you become a refugee. Then you have the ability to go to any country that takes in refugees, because this country cannot treat Americans like refugees when our forefathers have died here. We have a right to land, and this land belongs to all of us. And if you're a Native American, you certainly have a right to the land, and that's what we ought to be proving in a court of law, that we are the natural Asiatic person. Now, if I whip that on them and bring that up as an issue, then it will be proven hands down. Seminole Indians, the percentage of blood that I carry, then they will know that they have been violating me all along. But we're too afraid to appear to be part Native American because we're so busy trying to be everything else. In order to be a sovereign nation, you must understand that we all, as black folks, are indigenous people, because everything on this earth came from us, and we were the first. Like it or not, statistics will back me up on it. And if we were the first, we are definitely the indigenous people, and this land is our land. And if we have to raise our voices on the mountaintops, Tanya, We're going to raise our voices on the mountaintops to let them know. We know what you're doing, and we know what you have been doing, and the gig is up. And we need to let these reporters come in and cover these stories and print it in a newspaper. As a matter of fact, I'm related to a GARF in Chicago who prints a newspaper, who is known all over Chicago. And I'm not going to go into his name so as to not to discredit him or expose him. But I do know that newspapers want to know about what I have to talk about. And if I have to put it in the press and let the press try it, I will do so. Because I'm just one woman carrying a burden of many. One woman who is trying to press a point of illegal, fraudulent activity that's been going on out here in Indiana for a while now, and no one has stopped to overturn it. There are attorneys out here that help to put these cases into foreclosure who are not privy to even take the case. They won't even come and assist you. So it's almost like saying they're deputized to protect and assist, and they refuse to do their job. I say when the law no longer serves people, then it's not a law. You do not have to honor it. If it does not do what it says it's supposed to do, it is no longer a law at all if it doesn't serve the purpose of being a law. Now, we've got to understand that when we go in the courtroom and laws are bent or changed, that is no more a law than when you first started looking at it in its natural form. It's got to serve the purpose. But you can't let them take you home. And you got to call the ancestors, and you got to let them know that you need their help. And you got to ask them to show up in the courtroom. They were there before I got there, smiling at me, holding me up, allowing me to speak out, giving me voice in a court of arenas of lawyers staring at me, wondering, who is this woman that seeks to represent herself as if she is a member of the bar? I don't have to be a member of the bar to be a minister. And to be a minister is to give me the rights to represent myself, because I know that Bible, and that Bible ain't nothing but the natural law. Don't let any of them intimidate you, because you don't give up your rights. You hold on to the very right that you can adjudicate yourself in a court of law, that you can speak under pro se in a court of law for yourself. There are a lot of intimidating lawyers out there that want to threaten you. Then they want to bully you. Then they want to send people to you. Well, God has his way of sending people to them. And God has his way of settling them down. Because he said, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. And I am a prophet. And I am an evangelist, and I am a priestess. So if you don't see the anointing on me, it's not because I didn't get in the spirit. But if you mess with one of God's, you're going to be chastened. That's all I have to say. But we're in a war, teachers, and you have to understand that you have to help your sisters. A lot of the people now don't even know how to write a basic summons for a counterclaim. Some of them don't even know how to write a motion. So we're calling on you teachers to help to administrate and write motions, interrogatories, as well as counterclaims. I worked with the NAACP for a period of time, for about 6 years, working with those who could not prepare their cases and the Center for Aging and Long-Term Care. NAACP stood behind me proudly, giving me that plaque. Now it's time for me to call on them to stand behind me and support me. We can't have agencies that represent authority to assist and aid black folks and don't show up at cases like this when we make the phone call. Because when blood calls, blood usually answers. Otherwise, you're perpetrating a fraud. So what are you saying? I'm saying I have a call into NAACP, and I'm awaiting their answer. And before I judge them, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt that they will come when the sister calls them. That's right, and I've called the White House as well. They know about the situation, and they're quite concerned. Because anytime you can take a strong, committed person like myself to try to bring down, then that is question to believe that you might try to overshadow all of those meek ones. But as long as I have strength in me, the ancestors told me to stand, and they would do the fighting. They don't know the kind of whipping that the ancestors can put on them. They don't know the vindication that they can put on them for someone messing with God's finest. God didn't bring me here to exalt my time, but to bring me here would mean I had something to offer Gary, Indiana, because there were many places I could have been and could have been dwelling. But because I'm back here, I have some work to do. And nobody's going to get in my way of stopping me from doing the work that needs to be done. When Project 2019 was born here, it was well received, and there were much things that were supposed to come out of that Extension College. A family life center, for one. A teaching institute. A transitional school for those dropout students who cannot go to school and get the degree. Or for those children who were in special ed, who were forced in special ed and came out with a piece of paper that's not worth anything, who now have to go to a completion program, a finishing program, to get a decent diploma. There's many things, a food center to feed the people that are hungry here in Gary, Indiana, throughout Indiana. Many things that the work